This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed gratitude to the people for reiterating their faith in the constitution and the democratic systems of the country. Addressing the nation in his first Mann Ki Baat program after the general elections on Akashvani this morning, the Prime Minister highlighted that the 2024 Lok Sabha elections were the biggest in the world in which 65 crore people cast their votes. Mr. Modi spoke about the special campaign launched on World Environment Day this year, Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam. He appealed to people to plant a tree along with their mothers or in their mother's name. Touching upon the subject of yoga, the Prime Minister said that the whole world celebrated the 10th International Day of Yoga with enthusiasm. The Prime Minister stated that the Paris Olympics will begin by this time next month. He said that certain things will be witnessed in the Paris Olympics for the first time. He said that the entire nation is rooting for the players to bring home medals. Mr. Modi informed that the Kuwait government has started a special program on its national radio in Hindi. The Prime Minister also congratulated the Akashvani family as the Sanskrit bulletin of Akashvani is completing 50 years of its broadcast today. The Prime Minister noted that the 30th of June is an important day as Hool Divas is celebrated today. He said this day is associated with the courage of Veer Sidhu and Kanhu of Jharkhand who opposed the atrocities of the British rulers. The Prime Minister expressed delight over being able to connect with the people once again through Mann Ki Baat. He said Mann Ki Baat will continue to discuss India's rich culture, history and efforts towards making a developed India. Thambu Vanavasi Kottayam, the group of tribal artisans behind Karthumbi umbrellas, are excited about their product being mentioned by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat today. The production of Karthumbi umbrellas commenced about 10 years ago under the group aiming to provide income to tribal women of Attapadi in Palakkad district of Kerala. The tribal group now cherishes the hope that the Prime Minister mentioning Karthumbi umbrellas in Mann Ki Baat will significantly boost the demand for these beautiful umbrellas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi released three books on the life and journey of former Vice President M. Venkaya Naidu on the eve of his 75th birthday via video conferencing today. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister noted that Mr. Naidu will be completing 75 years tomorrow. He said these 75 years have been extraordinary and encompass magnificent stopovers. General Upendra Dwivedi took charge as the next Chief of the Army Staff today in New Delhi. General Manoj Pandey superannuated today after more than four decades of distinguished service and relinquished the appointment of the Chief of the Army Staff. The three new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from tomorrow. The Government of India has held regular meetings with states and union territories and they are fully geared up in terms of technology, capacity building and awareness generation to implement the new criminal laws. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, today interrogated the accused of Beur Central Jail in Patna, Bihar in the alleged question paper leak case of NEET UG examination. So far, the agency has arrested five suspects from Bihar and Jharkhand. Former Indian midfielder Bhupendra Singh Rawat, known for his speed and nicknamed Scooter, has passed away at 85. The All India Football Federation, AIFF, has confirmed his demise and extended heartfelt condolences to his family. Rawat was a member of the Indian football team in 1969 Merdeka tournament in Malaysia. India's Jyoti Yaraji wins gold medal in women's 100-meter hurdles at National Interstate Senior Athletics Championships in Panchkula today. Jyoti won with a timing of 13 minutes and 6 seconds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.